When you utter the word yoga, you must understand it has many dimensions to it. The important aspect of yoga is you're trying to align your system with that of the cosmic system. You're trying to get your geometry right, the way the cosmic geometry is. So when I talk about this, there are various dimensions to this. There are dimensions of physical well-being, psychological well-being, spiritual well-being, and also mysticism involved in it. You can teach yoga in various levels. You can teach yoga just to cure a backache. You can teach yoga for mental well-being. You can teach yoga to explore the whole universe. There are various ways. Because it involves all that, it needs a certain amount of care and a certain amount of discipline. So, not everybody may have the necessary discipline and the necessary understanding of how to do it. So, the best way to start for most people would be that they start with this dimension. Upayoga means it's a sub-yoga or useful processes derived from yoga but not actual yoga. That means they have various physiological and psychological benefits but they have no spiritual and mystical dimensions attached to it. If you do weightlifting, if you do some other exercise, there is always continuously small injuries happening to the system which sets the physiology back in many ways. This is a dimension of exercise where you can build your muscle. Above all, when you wake up in the morning or you've been sitting for a long time, if you're stationary for a long period of time, what happens is the fluids in the joints tend to settle down, not spread out as it should be, but tends to settle down. And if you… as the joints have maximum number of energy points, when you do this upayoga, one thing is the energy system is activated, you can feel a higher level of alertness. Just 3 minutes of this, you will see it's like drinking a cup of coffee. You'll be alert and you will not fall asleep, and your muscles are very well exercised without any risk of damage, and above all, your joints are well lubricated, because this is the one of the biggest problems about aging is, first thing is your joints start going stiff, simply because it all depends on to what extent you've abused it. So having the fluids moving before you get into any activity is most important, and you build muscle and improve the tenacity of the muscles and the muscle fibers without ever causing any kind of damage. That is the significance of this exercise. And this can be done any time of the day.